So let me tell you what a lot of you sickles have sent me recently. A request to take songs from Disney movies and change the words so that they're all sexual and perverted. Like, something like, "Can you feel my dick's love tonight?" Or, "Just a spoonful of sugar helps the hot girl in my office go down." And the thing that's supposedly hot about that idea, like, is how edgy it is. Like, "Oh my god, these songs are beloved by, like, families and stuff. Wouldn't it be super naughty to change the words so that it's all depraved sex positions and whatnot?" How subversive. Let me be clear. I'm definitely not going to do that. And it's not just because I'm a... and it's not just because I'm terrible at it, like you just heard. And nor is it because I'm disturbed by the idea. You know, the idea is fine. But you know what? I have something hotter in mind. You're going to thank me afterwards. You see, sexualizing Disney is boring. It's overdone. For each Disney classic, there are about, like, 25 porn movies that parody it. Pick a random Disney movie. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. There you go. Head Bobs and Huge Dicks. Red Knobs and Womb Sex. It's just not that hot anymore, guys. It's been done. Bride Jobs and Groom Licks. I mean, there's only so many variations, right? But you know what is edgy? Like, really subversive. Cum Globs and Rude Schlicks. Sorry, I just thought of that one at the last second. Anyway, back to my point. Here's what's edgy. Instead of making the lyrics dirty, make them clean. Like, super clean. Now you might be thinking, wait a minute. Aren't Disney lyrics already clean? Like, there's no sex, no violence, no swearing. What could be cleaner than that? And that's when I say, you gotta kick it up a notch. You gotta clean that fucker up more and more until it can't take any more cleaning. Like, overkill that bitch. That's what's hot. Oh, is G rated? Make the little whore triple G rated. Clean those fucking G's with an industrial sub and they're so fucking clean. Oh, you're gonna get scrubbed to the max, Disney. Your safe word is Cetaphil. So goddamn hot. Let me give you an example. A Whole New World from Aladdin. Bitch is pretty clean, right? She's all like, "Oh no, I couldn't get any cleaner." Look at her, just fucking asking for you to get out your squeegee, your microfiber spin mop, slap on those powder-free synthetic polyisoprene gloves, and just get busy. I want to see my reflection in those lyrics. They're so effing clean. So it starts off, "I can show you the world." Now, that sounds pretty innocent, but aren't there a bunch of sex positions that they call going around the world? Like, you know, where you go to the front and the back and then sometimes to the front again? You guys know. There's no clean song that should be talking about going around the world. That's just not sex. It's like a whole itinerary of sex. That whole thing's gotta go. And the next line, "Shining, shimmering, splendid." That's not only not clean, it's pretty damn vulgar, isn't it? Splendid is the adjectival form of the word splendor. And splendor is like opulence, decadence even. It's like, oh hey, let's just have wild parties all the time with a ton of booze and cocaine and naked women everywhere. Jesus Christ. You know who lives a life of decadence? Of splendor? Heathens. People of ill repute. Ladies and men of the night, as they would say. And shining and shimmering? You mean like a sexy cocktail dress? Like, ooh, look how it's catching the light. It's shimmery. I wonder if you can detect the G-string through that dress if you stare at her ass long enough. And this pervert, Aladdin, wants the whole world to be shimmering? Like it's some big tease with her legs half open? No, thank you. Tell me, princess, now, when did you last let your heart decide? Do you guys know what a myth is? A myth is when, instead of saying something pure and true, someone tells some dirty, dirty lie. And then it spreads until everyone is dirty. And do you know what the third longest running myth in human history is? That's right. Your heart being the place where emotions come from. Dude, it's your brain, your limbic cortex, and hypothalamus are where you decide things. Emotions come from your brain, dummy. You know what the number one excuse for cheating on your spouse is? Oh, sorry, honey. I was following my heart instead of my head. I was just letting my heart decide. Yeah, right. So now your playboy ass is off the hook, I suppose. Your heart gave you a get out of jail free card. And now you can just do whatever the fuck you want. Nice fucking try. I see you, Aladdin. I see you. And speaking of seeing you, the next part says, I can open your eyes. Why were her eyes closed? Did she have sex with you, and then she spent the night, and now it's morning, and she's opening her eyes? I watched the whole movie. You know whose eyes were open like the whole time? Hers. So there's some kind of funny business going on. That suddenly the hot guy has to come in and open this girl's eyes? What else is he fucking opening? Take you under by. And by the way, do you know who else opens people's eyes? Doctors. And they're delivering babies. And how do you think babies get here? S-E-X. That's fucking how. Derating my ass. Anyway. Take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under. Oh, come on. I know this is a Disney song, so everyone treats it like it's super wholesome. What if this were in a pop song? Imagine it were Prince, and he's singing, hey, baby, you know I'm gonna take you wonder by wonder. I'm gonna take you over, sideways, and under. Is there any possible way that that's not about fucking her? Of course it is. Look at the rest of this smut. It just gets uglier and uglier. Indescribable feeling. What a strumpet. Why don't you just cover your tits in honey for the camera while you're at it? Soaring, tumbling, freewheeling. Do you know what freewheeling means? Bob Dylan, the dirty hippie, used to use that term while we was telling our impressionable youth to defy their parents. Freewheeling means you're just doing whatever you feel like. Total hedonism. No discipline, no limits. It's like, hey, is our magic carpet gonna take a left by that dog park and then head over to the beach? Or am I gonna have to French fuck my ass crack while you brush my hair and call me Imperator Furiosa? Either way, we're just freewheeling. So abhorrent. Here's another one. Red letter. Every moment, red letter. Now I know what you're thinking. That one's okay because the phrase is ecclesiastical. They'd mark the principal saints' days and feasts of the apostles with red letters instead of black ones. So I guess that one can stay because it's from church. Well, the Anglican church. But still, that's a church. Kind of. Now we have to change it. What's this? Double G rated? No. We're going for triple G rated. I'm not putting some clown church into my song. I'm like a shooting star. Oh my God. Brace for it. I've come so far. Hey, Jasmine, did you come yet?
Oh, yes, Mr. Aladdin. So far, I've come 3 different times. I've come so far.
Absolutely fucking filthy. So, yeah, we gotta clean this bad girl harder than she's ever been cleaned before. We gotta grab every speck of dirt and take it off. Take it all off. Piece by piece. You ready to clean, baby? Because I sure am. There's no one to tell us no, or where to go, or to say we're only cleaning. I'll clean her anywhere. There's time to spare. Oh, fuck. A new, fantastic point of view. Just like the window cleaning stuff in the bottle called Fantastic. You know, with the K. Look around, baby. It's become so clean, it's a dazzling place you never even knew. And when I'm way up here, it's crystal clean.
Crystal clean.
A thrilling chase, a wondrous place. For you and my scratch-free, disinfectant concrete and me. I'm coming. Yeah. See? Wasn't that hotter than making it dirty? You're welcome. No. Let's watch some porn. Oh, nice. Edge throbs and nude chicks. Haven't seen this one.